You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of Saints Block Party Podcast. We are less than a week away from the 2024 NFL Draft. We have a fun episode in store. Ryan and I realized that, you know, the last episode we put out was a members only episode for Patreons and for YouTube members only. And that's the draft prospect matching episode that we did. The article for that should be up tomorrow on the website for Patreons, but we realized we haven't really put anything out and the draft is coming out soon. So we wanted to do this fun exercise, just doing a community mock draft. So there's about most of the teams in this mock draft are accounted for actual humans. And we're going to get that going in about 10, 15 minutes. But before we dive into that, and so this is live streaming on YouTube, this is on Twitter, we are just all over right now. But before we kind of got into that, as the draft approaches, Ryan, it really, really feels like, Jerry said, why doing this on a Saturday night, Pelicans playing Sunday night? Because it's the time that matched our schedule, Jerry. That's why we're doing it tonight. I'm sorry, bro. Like we have lives and we have schedules, and so we do it when we can, and if people can join the live stream, then that's great. And if they can't, that's why there's YouTube and there's audio. You can listen to it at another time. So it really feels like the Saints are gonna do it, and they're gonna they have potentially zeroed in on drafting an offensive lineman. Zeroed in, Ryan. It's days away. It's weeks away from the draft when we heard that they had zeroed in.
Boy, I hate that word, zeroed in.
That just says to me that it might not. It doesn't sound like it even matters who's on the board at 14. We're like, that is terrible team building, Ryan. I can't get mad.
Oh man,
I can't get past it.
Just going into it, even. You know, Dane Jeremiah said it, man, they backed themselves into a corner, you know? So it's like I said, it's a dangerous way to play, bro. Dangerous way to play.
And like, listen, and that's not to mean or say that they might not draft a great offensive lineman at 14, or maybe they move up a little bit. They absolutely can. They absolutely can. It is just not how any sports team should go into team building in regards to just having, it sounds like they just have blinders potentially.
Huge blinders, man. It's, I just, even if they take a tackle, it's just like, please give me a little juice around two. Just
please.
Just a little juice. I've accepted the reality.
Gotta get off whoever. Oh, Jason, we're not drafting yet. 8:15 Hop on off. See, this is what happens in a live show. It is what it is. So the draft will be starting in 8 minutes. So we're just doing a quick update in terms of what's everything going on with the Saints and what have you. So someone asked in the YouTube, when's the draft party? So the draft party is on April 25th in New Orleans. We are not saying the location of where the draft party is because it's only available for people who are Patreons or YouTube members. So if you're a Patreon or a YouTube member, hopefully you've already RSVP'd because the deadline to RSVP is Monday. So if you have not RSVP'd and you're a Patreon or you're a YouTube member, you want to attend the draft party in New Orleans with me, Ryan. I think up right now we have about excluding us, so not including Ryan and myself, we have about 27-ish people. Sorry, total, we have like 27 people for a draft party. So just a little disclaimer. Please don't be the person that is a Patreon or is a YouTube member and just show up to the draft party and not RSVP and just think you're just going to be able to just stroll on it. Like, no, not doing that. Please.
Just send it in.
Please. Like, I don't think people understand, like, the amount of planning and just making sure that there's enough food for everybody. Like, it is intricate. So please RSVP by Monday if you want to attend or you're planning to attend. Don't just be that person that just pops up and be like, hey, guys, it's me. Anyway. So what we're saying is that if the Saints draft OT in round one, you need something in round two. You need a tight end. You need a running back. You need a wide receiver. You need something that just gets the juices going. Just get it going a little bit.
That's it, man. That's it.
Can I get a little lingerie in round two? If we doing just the please. That's all we ask.
That's all we ask for, man. Like. And it would kick off a good off season, you know what I'm saying? It'd be something to look forward to. But, you know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, you know? It's going to be interesting.
It is. And the thing, who knows, man? They might surprise us. The most Saints shit ever, bro, would be, like, them trading, like, super high for, like, an offensive tackle. Like in a draft like this, like, you telling me that you couldn't just sit on your hands and just wait for whichever one, that would annoy me. At no end. See that Florida Lee pop up, bro? And it's like the seventh overall pick, bro. Man, just start pouring the drinks, bro.
Here we go again.
D said they're gonna do the granny panties and bathrobe in round one, but bring the see-through lingerie in round two. Please. Get the garters on. Like we need something. Something. Like that whole that I, you know, you had said on the last episode we did, and it, you know, people were sending it to us. The you know, Mike Triplett, you know, mock drafted them going round one and round two off of the line. Nah, bro. We would pick it to airline drive, bro.
Like, are you kidding me? After this season we just had,
the draft is about to start for about 4 minutes. But something that's just so fascinating to me, and I just think about it. And obviously, there's factors into this, but I just go back to the Super Bowl and the fact that the Chiefs are a bit of an outlier because they have an elite quarterback, and an elite quarterback makes even crappy offensive lines look a lot better than they actually are. We saw it with Drew Brees for years and probably didn't understand or appreciate how great he made the line look. Even when the line was super talented, like what a great quarterback does. But like, you look at like the 49ers, bro, like Trent Williams is the only first-round pick they have on that offensive line. They had Brock Purdy, who's not an elite quarterback, and yet the guys that they had at the positions across the offensive line, they made it work. They went to the Super Bowl. They made it work. So this is not me saying just in a vacuum that they shouldn't draft offensive line because look at the last people, like the last two teams of the Super Bowl. But I think it is – I think you do have to take note to things like that and knowing that coaching can get so much out of just maybe just mediocre talent.
Yeah.
Coaching can bring that out expeditiously. The clip you had put in our Discord about Teron Armstead, about Sean Payton, his rookie season. Like, if you haven't seen that, like, I encourage everyone to go look at that, watch that video. And it's one of those, like, it's a very old school, but also kind of like a tough love way of coaching, right? And, you know, to, you know, paraphrase and keep it short, like, Sean made Teron earn that left tackle position in his rookie season. And when he felt that he was ready for it, he called him into the office and said, it's your time. It's your time. Like, you worked hard for this. And I watched that, and I was just thinking about how everything unfolded with Trevor Penning last season. And it was just like this is dark.
It's dark, bro. Like, I was just thinking, like, is there any player that's going to, like, talk about D.A. like the way Terrell was talking about Sean Payton?
Let me word this. Were there any Raiders that talked about DA like that in his tenure there?
None, bro. Derek Carr, maybe.
I mean, it'd be funny to go back and listen to Derek Carr when DA was fired, and to like listen, and then like listen to like what he said when he got like signed from the Saints, bro, and just see if it's like completely different. Like, this nigga was lying. This nigga hated Derek. This nigga hated Dennis Allen back then.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy, man.
It is. Anyone who's watching this, there's already some craziness that's happened. But anyway, that said, join us on Thursday. Don't be alone. Don't be at home. Don't be at a bar, like, just fuming at what the Saints are going to do. Because honestly, to me, like, the pick is secondary. Like, we're going to be having an amazing time being around people that we love, that's extended family, drinking. Like, whatever the Saints do, yes. Will it give us content? Will we be able to talk about it? Absolutely. Like, we thank them for that all the time. Thank you, guys. During the offseason, just keeping us busy. Like, we are so gracious. But can we all start winning, please? But it's just about the vibes and the community and the environment and everything. And our dude Tony said, can't confirm the Saints block party draft party is legit. It is. It's a fun time. So it's 8:15 California time. So the people who are the teams for this community mock draft, even before you should have seen the Discord channel, Ryan, there's already been some blockbuster trades. Some blockbuster trades already have taken place. We have the Arizona Cardinals who traded the 4th overall pick, the 27th overall pick, their 2nd round pick, and Kyler Murray to the Washington Commanders for the 2nd overall pick. And then you've had the Minnesota Vikings. Ryan looked like he's been enjoying 420 already there. And you have the Minnesota Vikings who – Minnesota Vikings have traded 11 – 27, 2025 first round pick and a 2026 first round pick to go up to the Patriots at number 3 overall. Ryan, I'm saying it's already been an insane.
Oh, man.
So let's get the screen up. Screen up. Okay. Let's see. All right. All right, can everyone see that? We're good to go. Actually, I want to see if I make it a little bigger. So we are rolling. So the Chicago Bears are officially on the clock. Chicago is being manned by our dude, no other than Brock himself. Brock, the Chicago Bears are on the clock. Is the pick in?
The pick is in, y'all. With the first pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears are not going to make it difficult. Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Done. Done. Ooh. Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams, one overall. Why is it? See, this is what happens when you have a live show. Oh, I'm a dummy. If I would have just put start draft, we would have been fine. See, I have a degree, guys. I promise. Okay, start. Chicago Bears, one overall. Caleb, boom. On the board. Can y'all see the screen?
It's showing. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, number two, the Cardinals are on the clock.
All right. And the Cardinals are ready to go ahead and make their pick after this huge trade. And just to recap that, the Cardinals traded picks number 4, 27, and our second round pick to move from 4 to 2. With the second pick. Oh, that's beautiful. With the second pick
of the
2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Drake May, quarterback out of UNC.
Completely surprised the draft. The Minnesota Vikings are currently on the clock. This is Mitch. Mitch, so it's funny. Mitch like got on early, like before everyone, and now Time Lord Mitch is in full effect. So I told people I was gonna like legit start like a timer. So we're doing 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Hopefully Mitch gets on and can make his pick. We were rolling. Mitch done forgot about the draft and everything, bro.
Damn, come on, Mitch. Mitch. Did all this training, bro.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to start. Mitch got about two and a half minutes left. Could you imagine, like, if, like, he does, like, what the Vikings, like, actually did, like, in real life, bro? And, like, didn't get the pick in on time? So I'm going to stop sharing this. We can kind of just continue to talk about the Saints until hopefully Mitch gets on. Oh, there's a chat. Mitch, turn your camera on and turn your mic on. Make the pick, Mitch. Come on. Wait on you. Oh, Mitch is trying. Okay. You just want to text your pick in the chat and then I'll draft for you. I'm gonna start sending some smoke signals to Mitch. He's typing it just as I appreciate that. He typed it out and everything. Okay. For the third overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select. The anticipation is at a fever right now, Mitch. Jaden Daniels, LSU, quarterback. All right. Boom. Done. The Washington Commanders on the clock. Bunch.
Yo.
You on the clock? Yeah, we got you. Come on. You on the clock. Fourth overall pick.
All right, so Jaden's gone. Drake's gone. Give me Marvin Harrison.
Didn't do
the... Wait.
You gotta do the official announcement, Bunch. Oh, okay.
I ain't see where you do that. Hold on.
Got to read the script. fourth overall pick.
Oh. With the fourth overall pick, Washington Commanders select wide receiver, Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr.
So now the Commanders have Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Scary Terry. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. The Chargers are now on the clock, which I think is our dude, Jason. You can log off. You can log off, Bunch, to your next pick. No, Jason came on earlier.
Still there, Jason?
No, he logged off earlier. He said he's in. Yep. This is what Roger Goodell feels like. That piece of shit. Oh, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't say that. We dash it. We usually have commercials to fill in these gaps. This is true. This is true. This is live time going. I'm going to bring up the draft right quick so we can kind of see what's already done happen. It's been some craziness going on already. Doesn't let me. All right, we got Jason on.
Yeah, I'm up now. Let's see. Did Alt go yet?
No.
All right, I'll take Joe.
That's such a Jim Harbaugh pick.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Such a Jim Harbaugh pick.
That's Joe exactly Alt what that sick fuck going to do.
Is now the Los Angeles Chargers. The New York Giants are on the clock. Jason, you can hop off to your next pick.
Appreciate it.
I don't even know who the Giants are. Oh, Mark is calling in. Oh, okay. Is Mark the Giants? Okay, got it. I would like everyone to know the level of multitasking that I'm doing right now. You guys have no idea behind the scenes the level of multitasking I'm doing right now. But
looking like the Matrix.
You just moving screens. This is why I got to get my third screen set up. Got to get it set up. All right. Sorry. Our dude Mark needed the invite. I just sent Mark the invite so he can make his pick. Probably would have been a lot better if I had like the teams listed and the people who are associated with the teams. But you know what? This is a live podcast. If you're listening to this in an audio format, we apologize. It's probably a terrible listen audio-wise. But it is what it is. We're having fun. It's Saturday night. It's April 20th. If you so indulge, we're just having a good time. And listen,
that's it, man.
We don't know what's gonna happen on Thursday. So let's go ahead and enjoy this right now. So Mark is Yeah, Mark's here. Oh, he said, I don't know how to. He said, what am I doing wrong? Mark, the link is in your email. Just click that link and you can swear you can sign on.
That's it, baby.
So, Ryan and I are the Saints GM. I'm just looking from a Saints perspective. All the quarterbacks I would have potentially been interested in trading for or going up for, not happening. Like everyone's off the board. Thank you, Brock. Thank you, Brock. Sent me a spreadsheet. Man was out here struggling. Thank you, Brock. All right, so we have the Giants. Brock's on it. Just a teacher. All right, Mark. Just make your pick in the chat. Just make the pick in the chat. And then we have Wayne coming up for the Titans. And then we have Brock coming back on the clock for Chicago. And then our dude Dash, Dante, who's moved all the way down to 11 and has a bounty of picks to do so. We giving Mark just a little extra time because Mark's our dude. Like you guys have no idea the just stellar character that Mark is. So we giving Mark a little more time with the Giants.
Yes, sir. Round up, Nola. Happy belated birthday.
For sure. Doing 30. Mark turned 3-0, bruh. 3-0.
Oh, I remember 30.
Man, I think I do. I think I do. Mark, can you text me the pick, Mark? Text me the pick.
I'm gonna go ahead and like let y'all know he's actually got in the chat. Riverside chat. And it's now the YouTube chat.
All right, it's fine. Mark is drafting Roma Dunze at 6 overall. And so now our dude Wayne is on the clock.
With the 7 overall pick, the Tennessee Sea Titans select Olufashanu.
Makes sense.
So close to this going. I was this close to going Malik Nabers, though.
Malik. Malik on the board. Malik on the board. So if I remember correctly, well, you could hop off into your next pick. If I remember correctly, the Falcons don't have a team owner. And we want this to somewhat be as realistic as possible. So if the Falcons are here at 8, if the board broke down like this, right? And I'm going to actually shout out to our dude. Hold on. Nope. Shout out to our dude. I'm just blanking. Brock, who shared the Google thing document with me. I'm actually going to pull it up so everyone can see it. There it is, right here. This is the board. I'm about to share it so people can see the entire board. Boom, boom, boom. That's the board. Caleb, Drake, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison, Joe Alt, Rome at 6, Olu at 7. Who would the Falcons take right now?
Ooh.
G says Dallas Turner. I think they would probably go Byron Murphy, bro. I don't know why. I don't know.
I can absolutely see it.
Everyone is saying Dallas Turner. Everybody. I don't know if they're saying that because they just don't want Byron Murphy to be a division rival. I don't know. the entire chat is literally saying Dallas Turner. So maybe Byron Turner.
I can see it, but man, Byron just makes so much sense there.
He does, bro.
You know, and you got, you know, what's his name? Raheem coming from the Rams, having worked with, you know, Aaron Donald, might be like, man, I need me that little centerpiece, you know. I'm leaning that way, man. What everybody else saying?
Everyone is screaming for Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner makes sense.
Everybody. Too. So are we okay? I think for this one we will defer to the chat, and we'll go Dallas Turner.
Yes.
Okay. Done. All right. Did you put it in the thing, Brock? Update our screen. Dallas Turner's on board, and now Dallas Turner's off the board, and now we have Brock back at pick 9, Chicago.
Man, I was about to get real happy because we do need an end, but I can't pass it up at this point. I got to give my quarterback some help. So at the 9th overall pick, the Chicago Bears are going to select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU.
Mm. Makes sense.
Bears just blessed, man.
So I will say, like, there is something to say for being terrible in like a good draft year, right? Because if you're bad. If you're bad, it's like a bad draft year, like it doesn't matter, right? It's just like, damn, we bad and we don't get nothing for it. Like, exactly. This is it.
Like, I hate that, man. That's the like one big fear. Like, that's why you got to be careful with that tanking stuff.
You do. You absolutely do. Sorry, I'm getting our boards. I see, this is why I need three screens, because I accidentally closed like the actual the draft screen that I was using, so I had to like get us caught up. Olu, we just went Dallas Turner to the Falcons, and then Malik Nabers. Damn, that's a great draft, bro. Matt. Oh, so our dude Dash is on the clock. Go and get our dude Dash in here to make his pick. And as we're waiting, Ryan, anything just like about this draft for the Saints or in general that like is on your radar?
I think that Vikings trade is fascinating.
Mm.
If they made a trade like that, I wonder if it's like they're happy with Drake May or Jane Daniels, you know? That would be fascinating to me. And just the way that just kind of throws everything out of whack if something like that happens, you know, because it just sends, because you got all the quarterbacks going up front, then you got the offensive tackles. I mean, man, that's pushing down some good players, bro.
It is. A lot of good players. A lot of good players is pushing down. It's just one of those things where here's the story for me of this draft, honestly, is the JJ McCarthy. The JJ McCarthy thing is just, I don't know. It's on my radar.
I've never seen, I mean, so many people I respect.
Like, so many.
And they like, he had to do, but I'm like, then why is like, where is this coming from? I don't know. It's going to answer a question for me.
He's a white quarterback, won at Michigan, got the Jim Harbaugh stamp of approval, won a national championship, and he's a quote unquote hard worker. and he's toolsy, right? Like, I could – the thing that makes this such a unique thing is, like, I could understand the Zach Wilson draft selection, right? Obviously, it did not work out. But just from a standpoint of traits, tools, arm strength, blah, 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 I understood it. The JJ thing, it confuses me. It confuses me a lot.
It does, man.
Okay. There's our dude – Dash, Mr. Foreign Object himself.
All right. Aaron Rodgers here, coming in with the 10th pick of the 2020.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
All right. Give me a second. All right. So with the 10th pick of the 2024 draft, I need someone that can support me as quarterback of the Jets. I am going to go with Brock Bowers.
Oh, of course he does.
Of course he does. Damn it, man.
All right. You have Brock Bowers off the board. We got our dude Dante up, pick 11, New England Patriots, who has – so just to clarify this, the Patriots have the 11th overall pick. They have, I believe, the 24th or 27th other pick that the Vikings had, and then they have a first-round pick from the Vikings in 2025 and a first-round pick from the Vikings in 2026.
God.
So – for the Vikings' sake, Jaden Daniels got to work out. Got to work out,
boy.
Because you, but I will say, with the Vikings, you have the Vikings with Jaden Daniels. You have them with Justin Jefferson. So that's the old little LSU connection. And Jordan Addison.
Yes,
it's kind of nice, bro. It's kind of nice. And if Jaden Daniels is that dude. Don't care about them picks. Fuck them picks. But it has to work.
It has to work, boy.
Let's see. So, Dante. I know how to send Dante that invite. Let's see where Dante at. Dante said Dante might be high as hell right now. I don't know.
Man,
listen. Ryan said, know me.
I'm here, okay?
I am not a cat. So Dante's on the clock waiting for him to make the first pick for the Patriots after their bounty. And I'm just looking at this from the Saints. Whew. Now you have Denver. You have the Raiders. Then you have the Saints. Right now, I'm saying you know what'd be crazy. I don't know what Dante's gonna do. We waiting for Dante to come on and make the pick. I don't know what he's gonna do. But what would be crazy is if the Patriots were able to still get their quarterback at 11, because JJ's right there. It's right there. And you have that bounty that you got from all the other picks.
It'd be interesting to see how they play it. Or, you know, do they go for best player available here and then wait on a quarterback, you know?
Yep. So in the Discord, there's some trade talk going down right now. Oh, y'all making my head hurt. Oh, okay. Let's see. Is he the Chiefs? Give Dante about another minute. Hopefully he can hop on and make the pick. And if not, we'll do just kind of a collaboration in terms of the pick. I will let people know that, like, if people are talking in the YouTube, that window for me is not up right now, so it could be a whole bunch of conversations going on. But let me. All right, there we go. Got YouTube. We got 25 concurrent views on right now. This is fun. This is fun. My only thing is, I wish that Riverside, you could kind of just have a whole bunch of people on, so there wouldn't be like everyone could just be on. But I will say that this is fun. I'm gonna give Dante about 30 more seconds, and if so, we're gonna make an overall pick. Do we have like 49 people? We have 49 people watching this on Twitter, which is wild.
What?
Yeah. Really wish it could be like from our podcast account instead of just my Twitter account. Whoops. Thanks, Elon. Appreciate that. All right, so don't know where Dante is, so we're going to keep it rolling just to keep. Sorry, Dante made the pick. Didn't go quarterback. All right, he goes. Patriots at pick 11 draft Fuaga. Fuaga.
I'll be getting interesting.
So I don't believe Denver. Gotta go back to our dude Mitch, who has us set up. I don't believe that Denver has a user. So because Denver doesn't have a user, I think Sean Payton at this point would sprint to the podium for JJ McCarthy, right? Like I just keep it moving. Just keep it moving. There you go. The Raiders.
I mean, it couldn't work out better for him, to be honest.
Bruh, not better for them. And I'm at, man, at this Saints, I'm looking like, man, there's some players I like, but man, I was just hoping one of the quarterbacks, and this just didn't happen. Is Mitch going to get on and make his pick? Because right now the Raiders are on the clock. That is Mitch's other team. Is Mitch going to make the pick? The Discord got me howling. That's a terrible trade, Mitch. Mitch, if you're typing in the Discord, if you're typing in the chat, bro, like, get on and make your pick, please. I'm gonna say this, right? As when the Saints are on the clock, especially if the board fail like this, well, you got Fuaga going, you have Olu going, you have Joe Alt going. At that point, the only real options I could see them going offensive line would be the Washington offensive line, Fatanu, who may be maybe a bit of a reach there, because I really don't think that they would be interested. Mitch is doing the typing thing. Okay, so he's making the pick in the chat. Okay, gotcha, Mitch. All right, here we go. The Raiders are selecting for the 13th overall pick. They are going. What? Oh, there we go. Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
I like it.
Like it a lot. It's so funny. Like, the trades that have happened in this has been crazy. But all the picks that have happened thus far has, like, made complete sense. Like, every single one of them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So, it's us, bro. We on the clock. 14. All the quarterbacks that, as a GM, wanted, gone. We have Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. You have Quinyon Mitchell, who our dude Cody Alexander of Match Quarters loves, from Toledo. You have not our favorite Jarrett Verse, Florida State. I think for us, Ryan, knowing us, this these two right here. Oh, you don't. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm right here. These are like the ones, an actual conversation right here. Latu and Byron Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a tough one here, bro.
I would word it like this. Oh, my fucking laptop wasn't been plugged in this entire time. Whoops. I will word it like this.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If they're both graded the same, and I don't know how they would be graded on the Saints board, but they're both graded the same, the logical decision is that you go with Byron Murphy because he's a cleaner prospect in terms of health.
I agree. It would be the logical decision.
Conversely.
With reason. It makes sense.
Right? See what we did, Mickey, Dennis? Logical decision. Conversely, Latu is probably one of the best pass rushers in the draft. If not the best pass rusher in the draft.
If not deeper. I mean, he could be TJ Watt, you know?
Oh, if he just Trey Hendrickson, I'm... I have Latu rated higher than Byron Murphy. I'm also going to throw this part in there too at you too. When we as the Saints, when we have drafted defensive tackles, going back to 2006, we have hit on a 60% rate of drafting a defensive tackle. It's a high percentage. So usually if we draft a defensive tackle in round one, sorry, I should have said that we usually do pretty well. We just drafted one last year in Brian Breece, who's just scratching the surface. We know he's going to be a good player. He flashed. You could see it. I am advocating that we pair Byron Murphy with Breece and have our interior set for years to come, only because of the potential medical concerns of Latu may not make it to a second contract, but we have more faith that Byron Murphy will. What say you? We're making a see. This is now. I'm not Mickey Loomis. I'm not doing what I just want to do. I'm listening to the room. I'm listening to the people around me.
I think it makes 100% sense. Just when you think of that how impactful that position can be. If you say Breece takes that next step, and you get Murphy in there who provides a different type of pass rush and a different type of play in the middle, man, like you could have a strength there. That could be a strength, and you just need to tweak and build on your way out as far as, you know, outside pass rushers, but your interior, man, the interior be set. So
I would also
say it's a cleaner prospect.
I'd also argue,
yeah, go ahead.
In theory, if Bracee and Murphy is the player we think he is, in theory, it should make life easier for a Chase Young. It should make life easier for Big Creep, Isaiah Foskey, because yeah. if they're dominant inside, it frees up our outside rushers to hopefully maybe get there sooner.
Exactly. And they could keep some stuff up on their defensive line.
We good with Byron Murphy? Pick in?
Go with Byron Murphy, baby. Put it in.
With the 14th Dogs. Overall pick. The New Orleans Saints draft Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas. Done deal. The Colts, who I am pretty sure the Colts do not, let me see, have a team. Let's go back to our mock draft that Brock is taking care of us, taking care for us. Just moving right along. Byron Murphy. Yeah, so the Colts don't have a, there is no team for, no person picking for the Colts. Now, I know that the Colts want, they want some juice and they want some offensive juice. But if the board broke down like this for them, I really think they would just, at this point, they'd see Arnold and they'd see Mitchell and they'd be like, they're too good to pass up. Like just the way the board fell.
Yeah, I think so.
The question is
Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas Jr. too.
Yeah, he's there. If it's them, I could see them going. They brought back who's a stud slot corner that plays for them. I'm blanking on his name. Kenny Young. I think going Mitchell here for them makes sense. For the Colts, if you're okay with that, going Quinton Mitchell here for the Colts.
Yep. Hey, let's
Quinion go. Mitchell. Boom. There it is. Colts off the board. Now we are right with the Seattle Seahawks, who also is, Wayne is the GM for the Seattle Seahawks. What say you?
You know, Wayne. Mitch just sent me a trailer text. I'm going to ignore it.
How is Mitch trying to trade? Oh no, he didn't. Okay, he's the Raiders because it's one trade.
Person. No, so. This man literally just grabbed Penix, but tried to trade Davante Adams for 2 overall picks. I'm just gonna say that real quick. That was hilarious.
Let me just leave my rookie quarterback out there to just defend on him. Okay. All right. Sorry.
He's been turning to Bryce Young. He's going to turn that man to Bryce Young real fast.
Seahawks are on the clock.
With the 16th overall pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Jerzan Newton out of Illinois.
Oh.
Hey, my God.
That's Ryan's guy. That's such a Seahawks pick. That is like such a Seahawks pick. The Jags are on the clock. The GM for the Jags are our dude Brock. Gonna come up here and make the pick for the Jags. Man, if that board broke like that for them, I know they are like starving for a wide receiver, like starving for one. But man,
all right, guys, looking at my board here, I need offensive power, but I also need a corner. I'm going to go Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama.
That's a steal right there, man. That's a steal. Whew, we are flying along. And then Bunch is the GM for the Bengals.
Oh. Bengals go LSU again?
I mean, man, the question is that this is fascinating. Like, I'm like super, super into it because, like, it's like, what, you know, T. Higgins, maybe his last season with Cincinnati, he might get drafted on, may get traded on draft day. We don't know.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Fatanu's still on the board.
He is.
Yo, beer.
Yep. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Gotcha, bro.
All right. With the 18th pick in the 2024 NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals select defensive end, UCLA.
Man.
Layout to Latu.
Man. Latu and Trigger Trey and Sam Hubbard. Oh, they say we coming after you, Patrick Mahomes. We gotta
cook it. We gotta get Mahomes. We gotta get him.
Gotta
do what you gotta do.
Shit. Man, that's a great pick.
I love
great it. Pick. Bunch, you could hop off. So now we have the Rams here at 19. Rams don't have there's no owner for the Rams, no GM. So we're making the pick for the Rams. I think if the board felt like this for the Rams, I really think they would probably sprint to the podium and draft Jarrett Bruce. They want pass rush. They tried to trade for Davenport his last season with the Saints, and I just they want pass rush. I think Jarrett Bruce just makes too much sense for them right here.
I could see it. I could see it 100%.
Yeah. All right, pick is in. Rams, Jarrett Bruce, done deal. The Steelers at pick 20. Now we're moving along. We are flying. And the Steelers do not have a team, or sorry, they don't have a GM. I've heard the Steelers want to go O-line. They have Russell Wilson. They have Justin Fields. They have Fatanu that's kind of right there. They also have J.C. Latham that's right there too. Latham feels like a Steelers player, but
doesn't he?
Yeah, he just feels like Steelerish to me. But I don't know if they would go for like the higher rated player.
Yeah,
in Fatanu, because him being there, I'll let you make this pick for the Steelers.
I think I'd go for Fatanu right here, man. I think the value there. It only help. I think that's such a Steelers pick.
It is, man. It really is. Pick is in for the Steelers. They go Fatanu off of the tackle from Washington. And now we're at the Miami Dolphins, who are on the clock. We're making that pick for them too. Kind of heard the same thing for like Miami. They lost a lot of offensive linemen in free agency and what have you. To me, it makes sense. Like, they also, like, Latham doesn't seem like a pick to me because they like their offensive linemen to be more athletic. But you do have, they have Mims is such like a project, but he kind of fits that Miami role. Hard to say.
And then there's a drop off on the O-line after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
After
you have Graham Burton, who's like a guard, who's very good from Duke. He would make a lot of sense too. You have Jackson Powers Johnson, who really good interior player who played at Oregon. So there's talent there. What were we thinking for the Dolphins? Yeah, G brought up a good point. They, you know, the Dolphins lost Robert Hunt to Carolina in free agency.
I think, hey, let him go with J.C. Latham, man. Like, Maybe you could put him in the middle.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Latham off the board to the Dolphins. Now we have the Philadelphia Eagles, who is represented by our dude Jason. Eagles are on the clock. Wait, 23? Oh, people are still trying to make sure. There's some thirsty people. There are some thirsty people in the Discord with trades.
Everybody loves a trade, man.
Everybody.
Everybody. When your ass ain't on the line.
That is true. I'm very reminiscent of like Mickey Loomis as well. Dot.
Exactly.
Wait. Yeah. Jason. Oh, wait. Maybe he's. There's too many chats. No. Okay. Nope. What is going on in the Discord, bro? Be crying. So much willing and dealing. Like, I'm giving Jason about 30 more minutes, and if not, then we're picking for the Eagles. This is entertaining.
Look at Mitch.
All right, we're just gonna end up making the pick for end up making the pick for Jason. Wayne said, "Of course, we're thirsty for trades. It's 4:20. We hot. We need water.
thirsty.
I'm gonna say if the board felt like this. Oh nope, Jason's picking. He's typing. So let's see what the pick is gonna be for the Eagles. I had a pick in mind. Oh. He goes Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, who they just extended. Brian Thomas Jr. That's a pick to me that it would indicate at some point an AJ Brown would probably be moved.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Our dude Dante. Back on the board, he went Fuaga at 11. He's making his pick in the Discord. 23rd overall pick in the NFL draft. Oh! The Patriots select Bo Nix, quarterback.
Ooh, Oregon. Okay. Okay. Mm. I'm with it.
I mean, you could take a chance. You could take a chance with Bo Nix at where he took him at 23.
Yeah.
Because you got the left or right tackle. And then you got two first round picks the next. Like, so if Bo Nix don't work out, like you good. You good.
Right.
He said I have 6 number one picks for the next 3 years. He said he could. let's go with our board. So right now we have the Dallas Cowboys on the board. Also Dante. So Dante's GM for the Cowboys. The Cowboys at pick 24. Mark just said gave Mitch the number to 1-800-GAMBLER. Oh man, look at Dante. The Cowboys at 24 goes Graham Burton, offensive line from Duke. Solid pick. We are now with the Packers at pick 25. Packers don't have a G, so the next two picks don't have any GM. So, this is interesting. So last year they drafted Lucas Van Ness. They have some of the best young wide receivers at the skill position in the NFL. They need help, you know, defensive help. I would advocate for them Cooper DeJean. It just feels like a Packers pick, bro. Oh, a white cornerback in Green Bay, bro. That's their savior right there, bro.
That dude will probably go have a streak by next year, bro.
we just put it in. Cooper DeJean, Packers at 25. Yes, Cheeseheads are absolutely going to love him. D brought up a good point. They potentially maybe needed a left tackle, but I just think that just feels just so Packery. So now we're picking for the Bucks. Picking for the Bucks. Oh, wait, why is Bunch coming on?
My bad. I'm just early. I got a pick for 26.
Wait, 20? Are you you're not the Bucks, right?
No. I'm 27. That's Washington. We traded.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Barrett. You're right. You're right. Okay. This is interesting for the Bucks. If the board broke like this, it would not shock me at all to see them go Chop Robinson. He just the value in terms of like what the buck you got Todd Bowles. It just feels very like a buck. They didn't, just like the Saints didn't hit on Peyton Turner, the Bucks did not hit on Joe Tryon. Just feels like Chomp would be the pick here.
I think that's absolutely the pick.
Yeah. All right. Pick is in. Bucks goes Chomp Robinson. The Commanders are back on the clock. So with the fourth overall pick, the Commanders went Marvin Harrison Jr. They also have Kyler Murray at pick 27. What are the Commanders thinking?
All right. With the 27th pick, take command. Hashtag take command. we are going to select, what's his name? Offensive Oklahoma.
Oh, is it Guyton?
Guyton, yes.
There it is. OT. So the Commanders squad of picks, they've gotten Marvin Harrison Jr., they've gotten Kyler Murray, and they also added Tyler Guyton. Man, like that would be hard for, I feel like that'd be hard for Dan Quinn to mess up, but yet I also feel like he could easily also mess that up somehow, some way. Bills are on the clock. Bills are our dude G coming on to make his pick at 28. Bills.
What do the Bills do here?
Man, I think they would go. I think they would go wide receiver. They lost, you know, they traded.
That's what I'm saying. AD Mitchell here.
That's all right.
So we traded away our best weapon. So obviously, you know, a weapon for our franchise QB is a premium need here. Came down to three guys, and with the 28th pick in the 2024. NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select wide receiver Xavier Leggett, South Carolina.
Ooh.
Okay.
My black redneck right there. My guy right there, man.
My guy. The Detroit Lions at 29 overall are on the clock. So the board right now, for all like the willing and dealing that happened, man, like this feels kind of close to the
feels semi. Like, yeah, the real, feels like yeah, it's gonna be
real thing. The Lions are on the clock, biting kneecaps.
All right, the pick is in. With the 29th pick of the 2024 draft, the Detroit Lions will go from the University of Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Felt like it. Felt like a good pick. Felt like a good pick.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, man. Two more teams that we are making the pick for. We have the Ravens at pick 30. Man, like, the Ravens could do so many things here, and they're the Ravens, so like you don't question them, right? It's like that makes sense. I don't know. I'm a little flummoxed here. They could go.
Is AD Mitchell here?
Yeah, they also kind of need a tackle because.
They do.
I would probably go Mims because what's his face? The Notre Dame. They can't depend on Stanley anymore just because of his injuries. It feels like a Ravens pick. Yes, he's had like 8 starts, and so you're drafting a large part of like potential. But he also kind of does exactly what you would want a Ravens offensive lineman to do. So at pick 29, pick 30, the Ravens are drafting offensive tackle Amaris Mims from Georgia. Pick is in. 49ers. Pick 31. I think the easy thing would be for Nate Wiggins. They need secondary help. But they could also go a number of ways too. I would also look at it as like, if we're not going to be able to retain Brian Aiyuk or Debo, maybe one of them are out the door. Do we want to draft wide receiver to get like a head start ahead of that? They could go a lot of ways. I'll defer to your opinion.
I think they're gonna keep loading up with weapons, man. I think they go AD Mitchell.
Oh boy. I didn't want to click the button, Ryan. I didn't want to click it.
You know it, bro.
Did not want to click it. And so last pick is our dude Mark at pick 32.
Come on, Mark.
Let's bring us home. Bring us home. I accidentally hit two rounds. We're not going 2 rounds. So bring us home here, pick 32 for the Chiefs. There's a lot of good players on the board for the Chiefs.
More than likely, the Chiefs go here.
If it broke down like this, I think they would either go Ladd or
me too.
Yeah, I think they would go Ladd. But wait, hold on. Mark may be making the pick somewhere else. His pick may be in the Discord. Dante said, "Why woof for the Niners pick?"
Bro, you know they're going to pick a player that we like. You know it.
Mark, where is Mark? Bring us home. There he is. There he is. Mark, bring us home.
Yo.
Bring us home.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Can you see me?
Man. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
See you, bro.
With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia.
Knew it.
Got to do it. I got to get wide AB in there for them, man.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, mate. Mark, you can hop off. Appreciate it, man. So I'm going to share the final board of round one, for everyone can see it, of how the board broke down. A lot of, like, yes, was there craziness? Yes, there was craziness. But the big story of the draft were the Cardinals trading up to two, drafting Drake May, moving on from Kyler Murray. The Vikings literally give it all up for Jayden Daniels in hopes of him and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison can shake something. Commanders move down two spots, pick up a quarterback, maybe of the future. And listen, I get people have their words about Kyler Murray, but you have now Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Scary Terry McCorlin. It's hard, like, that's hard to mess up. Chargers go Joe Alt, very Jim Harbaugh pick. Roma Dunze at pick six. Tennessee goes Olu. The Falcons go Dallas Turner. The Bears come back. They pair Malik Nabers with Caleb Williams. Jets go Brock Bowers. New England goes Fuaga. Denver sits patiently. They get J.J. McCarthy. Vegas gets Michael Penix. We, as the Saints, go Byron Murphy Jr. All this just makes sense. Like, it makes so much sense, bro. And I think that just goes to show, like, the intelligence that we have, like, as a community for our community, and just in terms of being locked and loaded in terms of, like, football and the draft and all that. This was fun. This is fun. I apologize for people who may have been watching on YouTube or maybe listening and thinking this was not the most organized. Trust me, this was as organized as it was going to get, with so many moving pieces and things like that. But this was fun. We will be back on Thursday. We'll be back on Thursday at the draft party in New Orleans. If you want to be there, you need to be a Patreon or be a YouTube member at $4.99 per month. And then you will get the information. And RSVP deadline is Monday. If you're not RSVP by Monday, you're not invited. Respectfully. But thank y'all so much for everything. We'll make sure this gets up, so people can listen to it throughout, start of the week and everything. It is draft week is upon us. I'll be in the city that I love. Ryan will be in the city that he loves and it's from. And it's just going to be a great and amazing time, and we're looking forward to it. We just did this as a little thought exercise. It was fun. It was everything. We'll be back on Thursday live stream. It'll be on YouTube. We're also going to have a Saints Block Party podcast Zoom going. So it's going to be fun. So please, please, please join, be a part of the community. Don't miss out on this. And don't let the Saints decisions impact your mental health, because we don't let it impact ours. So we'll be back on Thursday in person, live stream in New Orleans. With that, we're out.
Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you.
Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.